Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to God's Talk Radio. This ain't no jive. We're live on the hill up in 84 PA. Talking whatever you want to talk about. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, ping pong, anything. First off, I want to be big shout out to my boys down in Flamingo K Coffee Club. And let me get another shout out to D&T Home Watcher. I told you every week, these guys are on the ball. They'll watch your canary, home, boat, car, apartment, condo, house. You're gone for a week, month, year. They're there. You'll keep an eye on it. These guys are trained assassins. They are in shape. And they mean business. So D&T, call them, Bradenton, Florida. All right, now, hey, we got some callers on the line already. Its phones are lighting up. Let's go to, I think it's Will Dog. Hello, Will Dog.
Yo, guys, man, long time no talk, my man.
Hey, what's happening, Will Dog? What's going on up there in Columbus?
Not too much. Same, you know, we're enjoying a good start to the Ohio State football season. Let's say that.
Hey, I want to ask you. I heard the Ohio River rose 2 feet last night.
Yeah, it did.
All the crying in Cincinnati.
That's
rose 2 feet. How about that big win from the Steelers, huh?
Hey, these guys can't come down in our town and that and expect to get a win in that. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I'm eating a Permane sandwich in that right now. I'm celebrating.
Like I told you, guys, man, the best I could do yesterday was some Yingling out here. There's no Iron City, so we couldn't – it wasn't a complete game, well, a complete win. But a Steelers win is a Steelers win.
Put it this way. I got an IC light, and I got a – Permane sandwich right now, doing the show.
What do you got, guys? You got the Pittsburgher?
What, Pittsburgh food? Yeah, oh yeah. What do you, the French fries, coleslaw, the whole deal?
Better believe it.
Yep.
You better believe it. Well, I wouldn't have it any other way,
brother. A big win in Cincinnati? Yes. Yes, I slept real good last night. How about you, Will Dog?
I'll tell you what, I slept real good. It was a great game. Always really good to see the Steelers off to a great start. I'm looking forward to seeing how everything comes together when they get Bell back.
Ooh,
right, D'Angelo Williams has been a beast.
That'll be nice to get Bell back. And well, if they could get this Ladarius Green healthy, man, they got some weaponry there, boy, I'll tell you. Wow. That guy, 6'6", 250, runs a 40 and 4'4". Can you believe that? 4'5".
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, Big Ben, you know, Ladarius Green, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, throw a little bit of Sammy Coates in there. You alternate and you put a little D'Lo Williams action. And the guy got nothing but weapons. Nothing but weapons.
Wow. Hey, I heard you're going to manufacture some beer down in that Columbus called Captain Willie's.
Yeah, we're looking at potentially putting together a little beer company out here. So I'll keep you posted on that, a little ginger beer, you know.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good.
Got the
We'll promote it on the show. You know, we're blasting from coast to coast around the clock, or 5:30 to 6 every Monday. We'll
absolutely
promote it.
I'll tell you guys, man, anybody that enjoys a good Moscow Mule, love the ginger beer. I can tell you that right now.
Ooh. All right, I can't wait to taste it. I can't wait for you guys to get it online. Captain Willie's, it's coming. And it'll be a big hit, believe me.
I got to ask you, definitely calling in, I want to get your take on A, the Bucco season, B, how you think they should play it out, and C, what you predict as far as next year.
Bucco season has been a complete disappointment. How they play it out, I think they're doing it right now. They're playing some young guys. They're seeing what they can do. Next year, I tell you the honest to God's truth, it hurts me to say this, I think it's going to be more of the same.
Oh.
I really do.
Well,
what
God,
about
you,
Will Dog?
I got to tell you, and I think you and I talked offline about this a couple of times. And, you know, you got McCutchen, his contract coming up. You know, you can definitely free up a lot of salary there. But I was really thinking, you know, at what better time now when you got a lot of young studs coming up, these guys are playing well, you offload him for some pitching, because there's no way, even in 2018, that you're going to be able to afford his ask. Never going to happen.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Will Dog, ever since you called, the switchboard is lighting up. I mean, it's lighting up.
Oh.
You must be bringing some heat with you, man. They heard about that Captain Willie's beer. They're all calling.
I love
it. Going a six-pack of that, I'm sure.
Exactly. Hey, we'll be giving away a six-pack. That's what we'll do, Gosman. Once we get up and running, we'll throw a six-pack out your way. We'll give one away once a week, you know?
Oh, sweet. Sweet. The phones will be lit with that Captain Willie's beer.
Yep.
Believe me. Well, here's what I think, Will Dog. I think Nutting isn't going to spend any more than he has to.
Yep.
So I think you're going to see more of the same of the old crap you see right now.
Yep.
And I don't think they'll even sign this Nova.
Oh.
Tell you the truth.
I got to tell you, it's disheartening, you know? Disheartening.
Yep.
You know, and I got
to
tell
Will
you.
Well, Will Dog, let me get to another caller here. Guy,
you got
it, people have been waiting. Okay.
Definitely.
Call back.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, you're talking to Gosman.
Hey, Gosman, it's Dustin from Davenport.
Hey, Dustin from Davenport, how you doing?
Pretty
Give me some
good.
Insight.
I'm pretty excited to listen to the show. Captain Willie's beer, that sounds like an amazing experience coming out soon to the folks of all around the world. That's going to be exciting. Can't wait for that to launch. Since the baseball season's starting to dwindle down, I wanted to see your opinion on who you think's going to be playing for the World Series. Who's your two teams?
Ooh. You know what? I got to say the odds-on favorite right now are the Cubs, and you know I'm going to go long shot Orioles.
Orioles, that's a good long shot. I'm going to go with the Cubs and the Red Sox. Only because I think I'm not sure if Red Sox have the pitching to get them there, but hitting, they're unbelievable. They could hit lights out. I've said it all year round that Mookie, Betts, and David Ortiz, he's hitting like a monster on his farewell tour. I'm going to go Boston and Chicago. I think that would be a very entertaining World Series.
Sweet. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I don't think you'll see the Buccos ever in there.
Well, unless they get a new owner. Until then, one day we'll get someone that actually wants to spend his money and not just be count his money.
Yep.
Put it that way.
Right. Right.
Hopefully, one day you get an owner that will spend and actually want to win.
Right. Well, Dust, I got another call on the line here, and thanks for calling.
It was good listening. Good listening to the show, and keep up the good work. I'll see you.
Okay. Call me back.
Yeah.
Hello, Guys Talk Radio.
Hey, Guys.
You
know?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Who is this?
This is Murr from Florida.
Murr from Florida. Oh, man. What's up, Murr?
Not too much, brother. Hey, was that Dustin? Is he calling you from his horse?
That was Dustin from Davenport.
Yeah, I told you. I went through Davenport about 2 weeks ago, and there were two guys on horseback drinking coffee. I thought one of them looked like Dustin. Was that him?
That might have been. I should ask them.
All right, next time he calls in, you ask him, okay, because You know, that's quite a place.
Yeah,
anyway,
I will do that.
Back to business. Back to business. You know, a big Pitt fan. I'm disappointed they lost.
Right.
2 hour rain play. You know, that was terrible. But no excuses. The guy fell down. But what do you think about our boys up at Penn State? I just like what the Temple people did.
I loved it.
I thought it was pretty classy. And the one guy had a great line too. He said that, Cosby's done a lot for Temple. But you don't see him honoring him down there.
Right.
It's true. Hey, I'm sitting here with a couple of my buddy boys. I'm over in Melbourne, Florida right now, and they have a couple questions for you. All right? Hold on.
All right. Come on.
This is Luke.
Okay. Luke.
Why are they thinking about trading Andrew McCutchen?
Why aren't they what? Trading?
No, you have to talk loud.
Why do you think they're going to trade Andrew McCutchen?
Oh, do you think they will trade him? I don't know if they are.
They know.
I don't want to.
Oh, I don't think they will. I think he has another year and an option year left. I don't think they will trade him.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your favorite, huh?
Yeah. I think for the World Series, I think the Cubs and the Astros are going to go.
Oh, that's a good pick. I picked the Orioles. I don't know. That was my long shot. Orioles. But
the Astros because they're second in the American League.
Well, they got a good team.
Yeah.
They got a good team. How about the Cubs? What do you think their chances are winning a series?
High. Very high.
Yeah, they got a good team. They got a real nice team. What do you think of Pitt losing the other day? Didn't like that.
No. They need a new quarterback. That one kid doesn't throw downfield.
Well, yeah, they definitely need if they had a nice quarterback, it'd be tough, I tell you.
Yeah.
But how about the Steelers winning yesterday? What'd you think of that?
That was nice.
Hey, Luke.
What?
Did you know the Ohio River rose 2 feet last night?
Did it really?
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Everybody in Cincinnati was crying.
Yeah. Good one.
Yep. They thought the dams down there were going to break. That's how much water was coming over.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Gaz, I got another buddy who wants to talk to you here. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Captain Wayne, is that you?
This is Captain Willie. Hey, Rexer, what's going on?
Good.
How you doing? Good?
Yes.
Good. What are you doing? You got Pappy down there with you, huh?
Don't you be sure.
I think the Marlins and the Astros will go to the World Series.
Oh, wow. What Marlins?
Marlins are 71 and 86.
That'll be a long shot. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Who beat you in fantasy football?
My.
Who beat you?
My grandpa.
Oh, you're kidding me. That must be the first win he ever had. Your grandpa.
I lost because I had Tom Brady, but he suspended for 4 games or 2 more games left.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Junior.
Your pappy used to throw like Tom Brady. Ask him. He'll tell you.
I know. He told me, but I do not believe him.
Oh. You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy. Yeah, I only believe half of what that Pappy says.
Oh.
Oh, no, you believe everything Pappy says. Pappy's a good man.
That's right.
That's right, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if he
Pappy tells you to do something, you do it. That's right.
Say goodbye, Captain Woody.
Okay, thanks for calling, Rex. Bye.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It took me a long time to program these kids. My great quarterback skills. Don't tear it down now.
Just don't show them any film, okay?
All right. Well, we got to go, huh?
Hey, when that Captain Willie gets that beer cooking, man, we're going to be smoking.
Well, I'll tell you what, I heard Will Dog talking about Captain Willie beer. That's pretty cool. I have to get some of that.
They're going
to
get some. They're brewing it. They're making it. It's on the make.
Who's that?
It's on the make.
Is Will Dog going to
his girlfriend is a mixologist, and she's he says you got to taste. It's phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
I said, well, get it on the market. Look, you know, do something about it. Put it out there.
Yeah. Geez.
Yeah.
Well, don't.
He said it's like a Moscow Mule. It's ginger beer.
Yeah. Don't let it out too much. You don't want the drug and alcohol people right up the Will Dog's house.
Right. Will Dog in Columbus, he'll be in handcuffs.
That's right. You'll see him in Clarette going down the street together.
Right. He'll get more years than some people we know.
That's right. All right, Captain Willie. We gotta ride.
All right, Murph, thanks for calling from Florida. I'll ask Dustin from Davenport if he rides a horse.
Yeah, I know he does. I'm sure that was him. Honest to God. He didn't have a shirt on. All right, brother. We'll see you later.
You sure that wasn't his dad?
I don't know. I looked familiar when I went by.
Okay. All right, Murph from Florida, thanks for the call. Tell the kids I said hi.
Bye.
That's Murray from Florida. Bringing some insight. We got Lukey and Rexy both on there. How about that, Luke and Rex? They good kids or what? How about that Steeler game yesterday? Oh, my. Oh, I loved it. I slept like a baby last night. Beating Cincinnati? Wow. It was great. What's his name? Adam Pac-Man Jones. I heard they're moaning about that call where the guy dropped the ball or fumbled the ball. Hey, don't fumble the ball, Boyd. Don't fumble the ball. You won't get a call. You won't get it turned over. You hang on to the ball. Yeah, we'll take the win anytime we can get it, anywhere, anyway. In Cincinnati, you got to love it, and I do. Beating them is like... coming down when you're 6 years old and having all the presents around the tree and ready to open them. That's how good that feels. Wow. Ew, how about them Buccos over the weekend? 3 out of 4 from the Great Reds. Wow. Well, you know that Elia River was climbing. Tears were a-flowing because they hate Pittsburgh. Oh, do they hate Pittsburgh. They cannot stand the Steelers up down there. Whew. Wow. It was so nice. Antonio Brown didn't have such a good game. It was raining here like you couldn't believe. Ben didn't have a good game either. I'd believe on a dry field, Steelers wipe them out by 25, 35 points. Easy. But they held A.J. Green in check. He didn't do too much. How about that little D'Angelo Williams? Wow, that kid is good. That guy, I'll tell you what, he's something else. And we got another call here coming back here. Hello, Goss Talk Radio.
Goss Man, Will Dog. I wanted to finish my Bucko talk with you.
Okay, fire away.
I gotta tell you, and love to get your expert opinion on this, but I think we talked about 2 months ago when I said this about 2 months ago, Sean Rodriguez, absolute hit beast mode this year. They got the third most home runs on the team, played half the time, 50 ribbies. You got, in my opinion, I'm not sure why they didn't play him more, but you got to, I would have made a case to find a way to get this guy in your lineup every day.
My opinion, this guy can play every position. He can even catch. I'm surprised he don't pitch. And if I'm on that bench, the only problem is you got to keep the water cooler away from him. He gets a little teed off, you know. He'll beat a water cooler to death, this guy. But I'll tell you what, as far as production, man, you can't beat this guy. He might hit 21 home runs this year. I'm telling you, he's a sticker, man.
I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Every game he's in, all I see is S. Rodriguez, another homer. S. Rodriguez, another homer.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I mean,
I'm not talking about – what's that?
Go ahead. Finish.
No, I was going to say, guys, man, we're not talking about, like, you know, barely clearing the fence. We're talking tape measure shots.
Oh, we're talking that upper deck shot the other day?
Yeah.
Upper deck. I mean, it was no peanut shot. That ball was launched.
Unbelievable. I know. I got a chance to see. You know, only time I can watch the Buccos is when they're playing a team in Ohio. You know, so we definitely got the Red Series out here. I loved Luke and Rex's prediction for the series. I like that.
Yeah. They know their baseball, those two.
I know.
There's no doubt about that.
Know. I wouldn't have called the Astros, but you know what? They've had a solid team here the last 2 years. So it's definitely.
Yes, they have. I'll tell you what. Yeah. He got a point there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I went long shot with the Orioles. I don't know. That's just a long shot. Who knows? Maybe the Cubs don't get in there. Wouldn't that be something, huh? Wow.
I gotta tell you, just because you have the best team in baseball doesn't necessarily mean you're a guaranteed victor in the World Series, because anything can happen in this game.
Oh, they may not make it past the National League. Who knows? Anything can go.
True. Hey, you got good teams out there. You got the Dodgers. You got the Mets. You got the Marlins. You got you can never count out the Cardinals. I mean, they get in the postseason, you can't count those guys out ever.
No. They're falling by the wayside, though, this wild card. I'm surprised.
Yeah, they're
surprised.
They're still a game out. They're only a game out.
Oh, okay. I thought they slipped to like two or three. Nope.
Yeah, they got a couple more. Yeah, they got. I think they got another six games with the Pirates, so they should be right back in it. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, don't forget the Pirates got to play Milwaukee. The next road trip. Mm-hmm. You know, that's three losses. For the Pirates.
Hard,
hey, people are actually on these radio. They're actually believing the Pirates can still get in there. They're mathematically in, or they're mathematically still alive. So anything can happen. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to go to Milwaukee and get swept. Okay, then you're done. Okay, then shut up.
Exactly.
Shut up about this mathematically still in. Okay, because they're not. They stink. Okay. The team's terrible.
Oh, well, you don't have any pitching, guys. I mean, that's the problem.
Oh.
You got, you know, pitching wins games. You got one guy who's throwing really well for him. Didn't have a good game the other day, Nova. I mean, he's probably your only consistent. Cool hasn't been too bad. And, you know, Coltrane ran out of steam April. So.
You know when he ran out of steam? When he found out they didn't do anything with his contract.
Exactly. And that's on public record. You can go back, listen to the Gaz Talk archives, and you will hear Gazman himself say, "Watch Cole have a bunch of arm problems." I believe the show was in February, if I remember correctly.
Yep, I think that's when it was. I said it, and he's had nothing but arm trouble ever since. Nothing
hasn't been
but.
Right.
Yeah, they even shut him down. They said, "See you later next year."
Yeah. I mean, well, why not? You know, I mean, hey, you've got nothing from him this year. You know, he's been completely inconsistent. So,
right. Yep. Hey, how about when I mentioned Captain Willie's beer, everybody went nuts.
I know. Murph thinks I'm bootlegging out here.
I mentioned Captain Willie's beer. I thought Murph was going to order 7 6 packs right off the bat.
I know. Oh man, I think Murph thinks I got a little distillery back here in the woods of Columbus somewhere. I'm gonna get raided.
He said, "Watch Wild Dog down there. He might be taken out in handcuffs." So I said, "Wow."
Oh,
you say this,
man.
This Captain Willie's beer. Hey, they say this Captain Willie's beer is better than any beer on the market.
I'll tell you what. Anybody who's ever tried it has gone bananas over it. Absolute bananas. Let me tell you that.
Wow.
Right,
wow. You guys got to get that stuff going, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, that stuff is cooking.
I got to tell you, too, guys, man, there ain't a better place on the planet to start a little brewery than out in Ohio because of the favorable laws they have out here. It's $1,000 to get a brewer license out here. You believe that? That's a Pittsburgh dream.
Yep.
That's a Pittsburgh man's dream right there.
Tell you what, you may be running a multi-billion-dollar operation here in the next 2 years, 3 years.
Hey, Gosman, you're going to have show sponsors, free beer giveaways, beer showers, a whole ball of wax.
Guaranteed. Oh, Captain Willie hats, all that. Yeah.
Better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
tell
you something. Stillers go to the Super Bowl. Captain Willie's is up and running. Free beer for anybody that calls in. Boom, done.
Hey, how about the sandwich at the shop, at the restaurant, Captain Willie's?
That's it.
Yep, along with the Captain Willie's beer. Come on. How can you go wrong? How can you go wrong?
Can't.
Take a Captain Willie's sandwich and grind it with some Captain Willie's beer. Oh, he'll be lining up around the block for that.
I got to ask you one important question, Gosman, because I know we're getting close to the wire. How much beer do you think will be consumed if our Pittsburgh Steelers get to the Super Bowl, especially with the Pens coming off that Stanley Cup?
Let me tell you this, what I think. If that river was beer down by the stadium, it would dry up. It would be dry. That's how much beer is going to be consumed. That beer is going to dry. If that river was flowing with beer, it would be dry. That's how much beer in Pittsburgh. I was down for a fight one time.
Yeah.
I was down for a fight one time at the Meadows.
Uh-huh.
Burns and I think it was Sugar Ray Leonard. Or was it Duran and – no, it was Duran and Hearns, I think it was. They ran out of beer in a third round, the Meadows. That's how much beer was consumed. And you know they brought a ton of beer in. That's how much beer they drank down there. So you get Captain Willie's on the market. Wow.
I'll give everybody
all
the
these
stock
beers.
Tip right off the bat. You got the Steel Gang going to the Super Bowl. Make sure you buy stock in InBev. Get that Budweiser stock. Get some Coors stock. I'll tell you what. I'm thinking the city is going dry. They'll sell out. They'll sell out.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, Captain, I got about 40. Will Dog, I got about 39 seconds left. So it was a great show, and I hope to have another one on Monday. I'm sure I will. So call back, Will Dog.
Thanks, Gosman.
Alrighty. That was Will Dog dropping off. Hey, I want to give a big shout out to a friend I haven't seen in 35 years, Mr. Bob Reed. Thanks. We had a good time today for lunch. Appreciate it, brother. I love you. Well, signing off. Bye.